is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The White House is firing back against more cognitive concerns on President Biden post-debate. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Has the president been treated for Parkinson's? No. Is he being treated for Parkinson's? No.
But she does confirm a neurologist has visited the White House and cleared Biden three times. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also discussed support for the president today ahead of a big NATO summit in D.C.
They wouldn't be coming, New Zealand, Japan, South Korea, to a NATO summit if they didn't believe in American leadership and how important it is, and if they didn't believe that President Biden takes that responsibility extremely seriously.
Kirby's comments follow a two-page letter from the president today to congressional Democrats saying he's not going anywhere. The Republican National Convention kicks off next week in Milwaukee, where members are set to vote on a new party platform.
For the first time since 2016, the RNC redid its platform as a party to configure itself towards the MAGA world and to appease Donald Trump, whose campaign and staff are now in charge of the RNC.
R. Jake Rosen says it'll focus on issues like abortion, immigration, and the economy. Tropical storm Beryl still lashing at the Lone Star State with torrential rain, tornadoes, and 5-foot storm surge. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo.
We're still seeing, though, significant street flooding today, so it's still not safe to leave to the extent that you can. We're asking folks to stay home or where they are.
The storm has killed at least 2 people in Texas so far and knocked out power to more than 2 million customers. A brutal heat wave's killed at least 5 people out west. Dr. Richard Brunos in Portland, Oregon.
With any tragic losses in our community, we turn our focus on preventing further deaths. And we have 3 cooling centers that are open today from noon until 10 p.m. And we have also extended our library hours. The splash pads are open. The public pools are open.
Alabama and Mississippi are also under extreme heat advisories down south. A judge is weighing restrictions ahead of Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial in New Mexico.
Both sides have been meeting to see if they can come to an agreement on various documents that the defense is requesting to be handed over. The judge earlier ruled that Baldwin's role as a co-producer in the movie is not relevant to the involuntary manslaughter trial. Jury selection is set to begin tomorrow. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. And if you live in Boston, you could get paid for having a baby. It's called a baby bonus, and it's set to be on the ballot in Beantown in November. The measure aims to cut down on childhood poverty with a one-time $1,000 payment at birth. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Companies could start phasing out remote work.
A ResumeBuilder.com survey finds 25% of companies plan to require employees to come into the office more frequently next year, even if it risks losing workers. Karen Warren with personnel consulting firm Robert Half says choice remains a powerful component of the workplace.
Flexibility will continue to be the key, not only to retention within the workforce, but really bringing that culture that everybody's striving for.
Warren says offering a choice keeps employees engaged. Retention is key. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
NASCAR introduced its first electric race car to fans this weekend in Chicago. The $1.5 million prototype has 3 electric motors and can top 150 miles an hour. NASCAR is still gauging interest, but says the EV is part of a broader sustainability plan. It aims to cut emissions to net zero by 2035. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
W-R-J-N. A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. Could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow. Chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
Yeah. Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Hits WRJN, the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville, and Chris Morrow, about 10 after 6. Here we are, no Brewer game tonight, so the timeless hits all lined up and ready to go till first thing tomorrow morning in Pam Yonke's Farm Report. I'll be here a couple hours watching for rain, but still enjoying a beautiful summer night, for the most part, with Santana on WRJN.
Pick up my magic sticks. got your spell on me, baby, turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman, I can't live
señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Pride and joy of Ozzy and Harriet Nelson. It's Little Ricky Nelson with Travelin' Man on WRJN. For 97 years, you're home for local news and timeless hits. If you're looking for news updates locally, simply go online and search for WRJN News. Stuart J. Waddles has it all up on the website. You can hear it in podcast form. You can hear it kind of recorded like a stream. It's all there at WRJN.com or the Civic Media app.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers' pride.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's a beautiful
a beautiful morning. The Rascals on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Here we are Monday night, Chris Morrow, cruising through the evening hours. No Brewer baseball tonight. They're back at home tomorrow. Regular start time, and we'll have the game for you. In fact, every game all season. The Brewers on WRJN.
Yeah.
something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN. Hits WRJN, Lil Stevie Wonder, You're the Sunshine of My Life, and Chris Morrow inviting you to Market Calendar for some unforgettable Thursday evenings at Racine's Harbor Market, a great place to make summer memories, take in the summer vibes, and enjoy the ambiance of all the flavors, scents, and music that makes summer so great. Next market coming up Thursday night, 4 until 7 o'clock. You can see more online at downtownracine.com. A link to that website is on our website, WRJN.com. Try to keep up date with everything. There's always something we miss. If there is something, let us know about it. We'd love to get it on the air.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tan, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about.
told me about love, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves,
WRJN.
Oh. child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Be brighter.
And timeless hits on WRJN, the five stair steps, that's Ooh Child. And I'm Chris Morrow, glad you're here. Monday night, we're rolling Brewer-free tonight. Brewers have the day off after salvaging a game in L.A. yesterday. It was a great game. I mean, 9 runs, a lot of home runs were hit. Congratulations to our couple all-stars, Yelich and Contreras, going to the game next week. So, pretty successful first half of the season for the Brewers. We've got the rest of the season still ahead. Next game tomorrow at 7:10. On WRJN.
Yeah.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The White House is firing back against more cognitive concerns on President Biden post-debate. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Has the president been treated for Parkinson's? No. Is he being treated for Parkinson's? No.
But she does confirm a neurologist has visited the White House and cleared Biden three times. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also discussed support for the president today ahead of a big NATO summit in D.C.
They wouldn't be coming, New Zealand, Japan, South Korea, to a NATO summit if they didn't.